Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Coming to New York City, more than 100 electric car charging ports. The City Transportation Department's Michael Replogle says they'll be rolled out in all five boroughs starting next week.
People in these spaces, on street spaces, will only electric vehicles will be allowed to use them. They will have time limitations, and people will have to pay to use the space and the meters.
The first neighborhoods to get the charging ports will include Long Island City, Williamsburg, Kingsbridge, and the Upper West Side. Each hub will allow two cars to charge for $2.50 an hour, up to 8 hours. The city's promoting the plan as part of its effort to fight climate change by reducing emissions 80% by 2050. The only problem, these ports are going to take up parking spaces. Remember the movie Night at the Museum? Well, that is happening tonight at the American Museum of Natural History. This adult sleepover begins with a champagne reception, a buffet dinner, and then they'll allow guests to roam around the museum without the throngs of usual visitors. You'll then sleep on cots under one of the museum's biggest attractions, the 94-foot blue whale. The tickets cost $350 per person, $300 for museum members. Singer-songwriter Eddie Money has died. His family issued a statement saying he passed away peacefully this morning. They write, "It is with heavy hearts that we say goodbye to our loving husband and father. We cannot imagine our world without him. We are grateful that he will live on forever through his music." Money recently revealed his diagnosis of esophageal cancer on his reality TV show.
We found out that I had cancer, and it was like stage four, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes and a little bit in my stomach. It hit me really, really hard.
He had dealt with numerous health problems recently, including heart valve surgery earlier this year and pneumonia after that, leading to his canceling a planned summer tour. Eddie Money, best known for his major hits, including Take Me Home Tonight, Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise. He was only 70. Three New Jersey teens are taking on Juul. Here's correspondent Dave Packer.
In a proposed class action suit against e-cigarette maker Juul, a Voorhees, New Jersey teen claims that he started vaping at 14 and became addicted. Two more teens filing product liability suits against Juul. Matthew DeVello, now 18, claims he started vaping at 16 when he was a minor and says students at his high school were juuling in bathrooms outside the building, even in class. And Morgan Colella of Williamstown, now 19, says she started 2 years ago and now needs nicotine to function. Juul in a statement saying that his product is intended only as an alternative for current adult smokers.
Just yesterday, Governor Murphy signed an executive order setting up a task force to come up with recommendations on vaping. The Trump administration announced this week that it will seek to ban all flavored e-cigarettes. A suspected teenage hacker has been arrested in England for allegedly stealing unreleased songs from a number of music's biggest acts. This was a joint investigation with New York authorities.
Manhattan DA Cy Vance launched an investigation in conjunction with London counterparts after receiving complaints from managers of American recording artists that their unreleased music had been hacked. London police arrested a 19-year-old in the town of Ipswich in rural eastern England, but also raided a location in London. The suspect is accused of stealing the songs and selling them in exchange for a cryptocurrency. One report says two artists were American Grammy winners. A published account says British band Radiohead released an album of demos and outtakes after a cyber thief put the material on sale for $150,000. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
There's a plan now to try and save a bodega in the East Village from closing. Gem Spa's been there for 80 years, but after losing their tobacco and lottery ticket license, the owner is now $100,000 in debt from trying to keep the business afloat. The hashtag SaveNYC movement will convene a cash mob tomorrow starting at noon, and they're asking folks to spend money there. Organizer Jeremiah Moss.
We care about this place, and we care about our small businesses, and we don't want to see our mom and pops turned into banks and chains. Like has been happening all over the city for too long now.
Gem Spa's at 131 Second Avenue at the corner of St. Mark's Place. Cops investigate what appears to be an illegal gambling operation in Queens. This after four suspects allegedly stole seven slot machines from an apartment on 35th Avenue and Union Street in Flushing. They reportedly threatened a 27-year-old woman in that apartment with a gun and shoved her to the ground. She was not hurt. The men were caught on surveillance video. Police say they think she knew these guys and that the home had been targeted. So far, no arrests. If city school kids want to cut class to protest for action on climate change, that is okay with the Department of Education. City officials say students who skip class to take part in the National Climate Strike Walkout will not be punished. This is coming up September 20th, 3 days before a climate summit at the UN. Officials note students must have their parents' permission. State police have returned now to a reservoir in West Hartford, Connecticut, in the continuing investigation of missing Connecticut mom, Jennifer Dulos. Investigators are looking for any possible evidence. The reservoir sits near property owned by her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos. He was in court yesterday for arraignment on new charges of evidence tampering. Dulos has denied any connection to his wife's disappearance.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.